I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You should have a term policy.
I think that should. I should too, but what you're saying
someone's grieving
is outrageous.
Oh my God. Tell me about it.
We're still on this.
I can't.
Sarah,
I just, I'm
robbed.
Not going to be able to let go of this. I'm going to grind on this all day. Oh my God. Please let me find some number somewhere where I can quickly resolve this.
Oh yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm going to cry to John and he'll help me.
Guess what you're doing this morning, honey.
Guess what you're doing, honey. Can you please make this go away?
No, not bacon and eggs.
Fixing what's happened on our bank account. Hey, everyone. Good morning. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Everything's fine. And the trash is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and they offer local loans. So your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. I may be checking them out today. Yikes. People who don't worry about money are the people on this list here.
Uh-oh.
The Forbes annual Celebrity 100 list of the highest paid entertainers is out. And, well, I'll give you the top 10, but then there's some pretty interesting stuff a little further down on the list. Vinny, you and I were talking about this yesterday, actually, at the end of the show. Coming in at number 10 is a boxer named Canelo Alvarez.
Alvarez, yeah.
I don't know this guy. I feel like I've heard that name, but
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, totally.
Weirdly, boxing is experiencing a slight bump right now. There's some big fights happening that aren't UFC.
Right.
And for
Which
a while,
is surprising because it was all UFC all the time.
Right.
In fact, I still see stories constantly about this boxer's going to take on this UFC guy. Or
I'm not up on everything, but Bryn, do you follow boxing right now?
I don't know.
Oh, because Canelo Alvarez, I believe, is the guy who would have been fighting Triple G. Is that correct?
Triple G.
Triple G's another fighter, and these two dudes had a couple fights, huge fights. And now I think they have another one scheduled because, God, I'm talking out of turn. I don't know. I haven't had. I think they've got one for one.
Oh, like this is the best two
and
out of
three. And there'll be another rematch, another fight. I could be wrong.
He has a 5-year contract valued at $365 million.
Contract with who? Just like World Boxing Federation?
No. Is it?
That's what I thought.
Oh, I think it is.
Yeah, it says that. Did you know that Alvarez has the world's second largest sports contract?
I don't even understand how they would have a contract with. I guess you'll only fight for us. Isn't there only one place to fight?
The only one that's beating him is Mike Trout of the Angels. He has a 12-year contract for $430 million.
Dang, man.
Boy. 12-year contract.
It looks like Canelo is going to be fighting Sergey Kovalev, Vinny.
Oh.
I don't know that guy.
Sounds like a Russian dude.
It does.
Well, anyway, he made $94 million last year.
Damn. And he won last night at the ESPY Awards for Best Boxer.
Oh, that's right. You know what? I have some ESPY stuff, but jump in if you, because a lot of these people are sports figures.
Yeah.
Not this guy, though. Dr. Phil. Oh, what is that all about?
What number is he?
He's number 9 on this 100
Dr. Phil.
Highest paid celebrities and entertainers. $95 million. The Eagles made $100 million.
Really?
There's a lot of Eagles. It's a lot of Eagles in the band.
They deserve it.
Every penny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Play Heartache Tonight. We're trying to sing that the other.
Were you?
The other
I
day.
I love that song.
Yeah, I love that song, too. Mm-hmm. And it was, we always talk about it. We were getting it ready for 4th of July, but then you bailed on us. So I was like, forget all the Eagle stuff.
Hey!
Forget all of it.
I always ask your husband about Seven Bridges Road.
I know.
And it's just such a beautiful song.
Yeah, we'll try
it. I know. It's
that for
a,
you.
It's a tough song, though.
Well, congratulations to the Eagles.
Yay, good for them.
$100 million last year.
Wow.
Neymar, the soccer star, made $105 million for 7th place. Cristiano Ronaldo made $109 million for sixth place. Ed Sheeran made $110 million.
Oh.
So congratulations
him
to him.
Him and his guitar, right?
Yeah.
And his pedal.
Yeah, and his little bank of loops.
And songwriting, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, sure.
He writes for other people, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Don't worry, your $110 million will cover it for 1 year. He get married last year?
Yeah.
Was it just last year?
I think so.
Yeah, that's got to be a happy wife right there. Mm-hmm. Like, woo. Let's see. Oh, and then they had a little fire at their farmhouse, right? So that means they'll tear that down and build some amazing
thing. Small structure fire.
Yeah. Lionel Messi, the soccer star, made $127 million for fourth place. Kanye West made $150 million.
Doing what?
Whatever it is Kanye West does.
Clothes. Well, he put out a bunch of music, didn't he?
He did. He did some music. He has his clothing line stuff. But
you
know
what those shoes he puts out? What are those shoes for Adidas?
Yeezys.
Yeezys? Mm. People, like, they sell out everywhere they go.
Yeah.
And I guess he did, like, pop-up stores.
Well, those are certainly very expensive.
Yeah, Vinny, that was a big thing, is his shoe line.
Mm-hmm.
His sister-in-law, Kylie Jenner, was number two on the list. She made $170 million.
All the makeup stuff?
I guess. I mean, I doubt the show is a big contributor to that, right? I mean, I'm sure she makes some money, but what can she possibly make off of that? Isn't the whole deal for the whole family $60 million or something?
I don't recall.
And then Kris Jenner gets 10% of that.
Yeah, and then Disick has his show coming out.
Oh, fantastic. God,
he does?
We can't get enough of these people.
Yeah, he's doing...
Scott Disick, professional dick.
I want to say pretty much. I want to say it's called... Flip It Like Disick. I think
he's flipping houses?
He's flipping houses.
Oh, for God's sake.
I believe Chris is always in on that, too.
Of course she is.
So she's getting banged.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Home flipping.
It's a big deal.
You need to do that,
Sarah. Flip It Like Disick.
She does do it.
I know, but get a TV show.
What do you think she's in the middle of right now?
I'm not flipping this house. I'm keeping this house. Kylie Jenner made $170 million, so she's second on the list. And, as usual, Taylor Swift just rolling in the money. She didn't even put out an album in the last year. That Reputation one was a little bit more than that. They say it was the tour, but a big chunk of the $185 million that she made was that Netflix special.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's huge for her.
The Reputation tour.
Yeah, the tour and the special, they say, was a cherry on top.
She did a concert last night, right? I wonder how much she got paid for that. That was for Amazon Prime.
That's right. Their Prime days are happening.
Like the 15th and 16th, I believe.
But yeah.
Does anyone do those? I don't know about those. I mean, I just don't. I only go to...
Does anyone do those?
Well,
are
I guess
you nuts?
People must, right?
Yeah, of course they do.
But I'm not waiting, saving up something I need to buy for the Prime days.
If I need something, I just go to Amazon. I'm not going to go there and see what they've got for Prime.
You two are fire away on the computer all day. Oh, yeah. Talking about
bought some stuff yesterday.
Boom. Prime day.
Put it in my pantry box.
Fire!
I have six things on there right now.
Of course.
There's tons of stuff on Prime days. You know, you can just go and just browse. Like, they have Fire Sticks, and you might buy house items or electronics because they're on sale. It's like. Oh. A lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Things you maybe were thinking about.
I have a visual in my head of you guys hitting enter and things, boxes flying at your doorstep at the same time.
Yeah. It feels that fast sometimes. Although sometimes when you want something right away, it seems like 2 days is a really long time.
It's incredible.
What a
two whole
wait.
Days. God. Sometimes they'll write you an email. They're like, we're so sorry. It's going to be 3 days. I'm like, oh my God, three days.
Are you kidding me?
You've got to be kidding me. I don't even need it anymore.
I got an idea. Grab your car keys. And
I wouldn't even know. I don't even know where to go get those things. Where do I go? Is there an Amazon store? Oh, there probably is now. Aren't there Amazon stores?
Like warehouses?
Yeah, that's great. Celine Dion came in last on the Forbes list of 100. A mere $37 million underachiever. So,
and that's for her standing gig, right?
Yeah,
It just ended.
She's gonna, but she did say she's gonna do a tour and an album. And
she's not looking good right now. She looks very unhealthy.
Well, she should eat more.
She should,
in general.
I mean, I hope it's not nothing, anything medical.
Oh, I hope so too. I don't wish that on anybody.
No,
you know, I wish you all health.
Wanted to eat a cheeseburger.
My sister had a big procedure yesterday morning. She's
what?
A.
Can you talk about it?
I can't. I'm not going to say it's, lady
what kind
stuff.
Of procedure?
Just lady stuff. You don't need to know. older lady
breast
stuff,
implants.
No,
was it tightening the area?
No, it wasn't.
Is
thank
it rejuvenation?
You, no, it wasn't. Thank you. I'm sorry I mentioned it, but she's in the hospital right now, and I'm, you know, I love her.
Well,
and I sent
sorry,
her some flowers.
You brought it up.
Teeners.
I know, but I didn't want you to say she was getting vaginal rejuvenation. Well, she probably needs it though.
Oh my God!
And tacos seen better days.
Oh God!
Just kidding, Tina.
Holy
perfect.
Crap!
You're perfect in every
you
way.
You said that.
I know.
She can take it.
You know, Mom's listening, right?
Yeah, she's laughing. She's trying not to laugh right now. Forbes highlighted six people from the Marvel comic universe, or cinematic universe, whatever it is, who together, the six of them, made $340 million bucks over the last year.
This is a story that I saw yesterday that I was most shocked by who brought in the most and the order by which they made the money. So it's surprising.
It is. It's so this is not all Marvel money for them. This is every project and, you know, whatever other residuals and sponsorships and blah, blah, blah.
Right. But most of it's Marvel.
Most of it is. Paul Rudd, who plays Ant-Man, came in at 83 and he made $41 million of the $340 million. Chris Evans came in at 73. That's Captain America. He made $43 million. ScarJo made $56 million as Black Widow for 47th place. Bradley Cooper, Rocket. So he must have had a bunch of other stuff, because how much can you possibly get paid for playing a raccoon?
A lot.
I guess.
The raccoon's a big part of Endgame.
But doesn't he just have to voice it? It's not like
yeah, but I mean, he's still... That's him.
Well, $57 million bucks for whatever else.
That's the one that surprised me.
Oh, you know what, though? A Star is Born. Sure. I bet you he made a ton of money off of that, too.
And then the writing, the producing, all those extra
right. So,
titles.
Yeah. But look, great year for him. Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, made $66 million. And Chris Hemsworth, Thor, made the most at 24. He was $76 million bucks.
Wow.
The impression I got when I saw the article, so I probably misread it, was that this was Marvel money. This wasn't even the other money.
Oh, this
the article was written in a way that led me to believe
this is what they got
these
from
guys, these six Marvel characters made $341 million. And so that was my assumption was,
they're saying it's their
it's
total.
It's their total take.
Total
okay.
Earnings.
So that wasn't...
Which makes a little more sense with the Bradley Cooper thing, because it's $57 million to voice a raccoon. I don't know, it just seems
well,
like
but you
to
think
me,
about
but...
contracts people sign.
Sure.
I mean...
We need that guy to do it.
You want points on the back end of this movie, and then the movie turns out to be $1 billion. Mm-hmm.
Did you have Vin Diesel on that list?
He's on the list somewhere, I'm sure.
He only says Groot the whole time, and supposedly he got 54 mil.
Yeah, but he does. He had to have done other things. He couldn't have gotten 54 mil for saying Groot.
I don't know. That's what
I feel like they've already got every take of that they need in the can. They don't even need to pay him for the next movie. They already bought the... He must have had other stuff going on. I mean, there's that karaoke singing he does online. That is fantastic.
I really like that character, though, even though that's all he says. And it's funny that
Groot.
There's... If Groot. You speak Groot, then there's more to what he says when he says Groot.
Well, they get full paragraphs of information from him from one word.
I love that he's a teen now and he's playing... Anyway... what's next on?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Very strange to hear that song in its entirety on this show.
I know.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good. It's just such a weird song to... Yeah, it's an Alice's obsession, apparently. It's 6:37 Thursday morning. Sarah and Vinny. Yes, it is. Morgan, thank you so much. We are going to peak for the week a little later today when Johnny Mosley joins our Hooman for a review of a movie called Stuber.
Yes.
You'd think it was Stubber.
Oh, you would?
Well, The way it's spelled on this piece of paper has
two
B's.
Oh, I don't think it has two B's.
My bet is it's S-T-U-B-E-R.
Oh. It is correct, S-T-U-B-E-R. Yeah.
Okay, I put two B's on it.
Because I kept wanting to go Stubber.
Stubber. But Stuber. Yeah.
Stuber it is. So that's it. 9:15 or so today. Oh, my God.
Very exciting.
Can't wait to hear that. It's amazing. Right now, though, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. We all right?
Yeah. I think I feel like I smell something.
You got a stumped look on your face. Is it me?
Is it you?
I hope not.
I smell something.
What do you smell?
What do you smell, though?
He smells like kind of farty, but no, it's not you. I mean, it's not like a body smell. Can you smell? Smell around here.
I'm not sure.
Some funky smell, I guess. I don't know.
I know. Yeah,
the
funny
odor. No, it's not. I mean, I don't think it's you.
Showered.
It doesn't smell like BO or something. It's like a kind of weirdly like a gassy, like a petroleum but farty smell.
Hmm.
I wonder if it's the equipment.
Are you just trying to hide the fact that you
yeah,
you did something?
No, I would just say I farted.
Oh, all right. So did you?
I didn't.
All right. Excuse me. Now you're gurgling.
I'm gurgling.
All right. Well, anyway, here's what's happening. You all right?
I'm fine.
Something's going on, though.
You have some smell.
You're making me super nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Is there like a fire?
Is there?
It doesn't smell like fire. Don't worry about it. I mean, unless something happens.
Do you want some Febreze or something?
No, that's all right. You know, I want to be able to track it down.
You and Vinny have the most sensitive noses in the country, so I'm surprised Vinny can't smell it too.
I don't smell it.
Well, that actually makes me feel better. Like maybe it's just some rogue.
You know what
thing
I did
smelling
a couple days ago?
What'd you do?
So I keep a
smell diary.
No. When I play guitar, I usually just have this little lamp.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know. It's a little 5-watt amp that I keep under my desk so that I don't have a cord going from. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just want it the little
thing.
You
don't want to trip your kids, right?
Just little thing. So the problem is I'm always being interrupted and I left that amp on for 2 days straight.
Oh.
And I was at my desk the other day and I like my foot got near a cord and there was like a, and I'm all,
oh no.
Oh, it's been on the, oh my God. I touched it and it was 1,000,000 degrees.
Oh no!
So I turned it off freaked out because I thought, God,
almost burned the house down.
Mm-hmm. That is not a mistake you want to make.
No,
I don't think I would have burned the house down, but that's not something I would do on
purpose.
We
wouldn't want any burning, and plus we have a wedding coming up. We don't need any extra things to deal with.
Right.
Oh my God.
Just because my toe hit the core, I'm all, why is there scent? When I went,
surprised you weren't like, God, it's so cozy in this.
Well, here's
room.
The thing. Normally, in normal times, I pick up my guitar every day. It wouldn't have gone for 2 or 3 days because I would have been in there doing.
So you don't even know how long I was on for.
I was 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's the sound. My foot. I'm hot. Why are you making noise? Nobody's touched you for
You're right. No one has touched you for days. Uh-oh.
I didn't even try
no
to.
No smell, though.
I didn't know, but I didn't even try to plug in to see if it still worked.
I'm
or
sure
what
it still
was.
Works.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's fine.
Who cares? Right I just down. Turned it right off, unplugged it, moved it out of the room into my kids'
somewhere
room.
Else.
I'm just kidding. I didn't do that. But,
here
man.
You go, a hot amp. Oh, hot licks.
Stocks could hit a new record high today.
Mm.
As apparently they're hoping there'll be an interest rate cut.
Yeah.
So
just on the news that there might be, like stocks were way up. The S&P was over 3,000 or something.
Well, we're looking at records today, everybody.
Oh,
so.
That's great. Records made to be broken.
Let's see if it's already open, right? Oh, it's already up. Everything's green.
Mm. Good news.
So
should we look at yours?
Yay!
Yeah, let's see what Snap's doing.
Oh, Snap is the highest it's been.
What is it?
It's 1588.
Oh, it's great.
And that's so if it touches 16 today, it's the first time
you're at
it's been
3/4 of what you paid for. It's huge.
God.
Or something like that. What'd you pay?
I paid 20 something.
21.
At its high.
Coming back, listen. That's here to stay. Don't worry about it.
We'll see about that.
And don't sell it when it gets back to even. Just let it go.
But, you know, those kids got to go to college.
Sell it when it's college time, when you've, you know, made $100 a share.
I hope
it.
So. That'd be great, wouldn't
Would
it?
Be.
Anyway, stocks.
Yay, stocks.
Look at your 401k today. You'll be happy. I'm going to.
I'm not. Never do.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
It's not a problem.
So we've talked about this a little bit, so I just wanted to follow up. There was a navigation center planned for here in San Francisco and downtown.
Right down the street.
It's for the homeless problem we've got. A 200-bed, what they're calling navigation center. I guess that's in part makes sense.
Yeah, like, let's set you on a course.
Right.
Let's navigate you back to homeless.
What do you need? Sobriety? Let's aim you that direction.
Right.
Anyway, the people in the area who own homes are freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
They, in fact, Mayor London Breed, who proposed this in March, was at some of the hearings and was shouted down by residents who were saying, you're ruining our home values and you're creating a terrible situation for us, whether that be crime or just...
The hangout factor.
Right.
As you said, a lot of times the shelter in Santa Cruz... They're there at night, and then they just sort of hang out on the sidewalk till they're allowed back in later.
This is fact. This is not opinion. They leave the center, and they wait outside with all their stuff all day until they get back in line to go back in that night. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm saying that is fact. So whether or not that happens here remains to be seen. They haven't built it yet. But they have fenced off the area where it will be built, and the residents, and this is the update. A lawsuit was filed in Superior Court in Sacramento County. They're trying to stop this from happening. So the residents have filed a lawsuit to stop it. I've heard every side of this, and
I feel for everybody.
I feel for all of them.
I'm glad that's not my decision to make.
Sarah, you're a swinger.
No, I'm not.
What?
Thanks, though, you know, for crediting me with, you know, adventurousness.
Oh, I thought you get...
No, never, never, not once.
I heard that's huge in Mill Valley.
I've heard that, too.
Oh. Right.
But I'm not part of that scene.
Oh, you're not?
I'm not.
You've never been...
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you ever been invited to a swinger party?
I will say no, never formally.
She's lying.
I'm not lying.
You are lying. You're smiling as you say it.
I'm not. I know of them. But I have never been invited to one. And if I was, I obviously would have said no. But I've been invited to swing, but I've never been invited to a swingers party.
Oh.
Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah, is there a difference?
Jeez.
What are we talking about?
Well, I don't know. Is there a difference?
No.
Well, anyway.
There was definitely a...
As soon as you start...
What was the situation?
As soon as you're invited to swing, it's a party.
You are the party. They were waiting for you to bring the party.
Shame.
That's your situation.
How did they ask you? How does that come up?
It wasn't like a... It's not like they say, hey, do you want to swing? It was more just sort of like...
Implied, like...
Hey.
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 How handsome was the dude?
Not
Do you think
handsome.
He can talk your husband into boning my wife so I can bone you?
Yeah.
was the dude's wife, that.
Was it?
Was his wife hot?
Yeah, she was very cute.
Oh, so you were hesitant because you're like, no.
No, I wasn't hesitant because, no, I didn't want John to bone her. I was just like, oh, my God, I'm here to pick my kid up from a play date. I got to go.
I remember this story. Yeah. You told us this before. Yeah. Yes.
Comes out his bathrobe. Hey, I just opened a bottle of wine. You want to come in? I'm like, no, I'm cooking dinner. I jetted down here to pick my kid up. Where is he? I got to get him out of here.
But then you have to admit you looked him over real quick.
No.
I mean,
were you interested. Were you like, open up the robe. Let me see what you got.
Robe,
no.
Did the robe open itself up?
Let me see what you got.
No.
It didn't?
The robe stayed securely
fastened.
Lashed at the waist.
Did you ever let your kid go there again?
I don't know. He liked that kid.
Is this guy handsome?
He's fine. I don't know. I didn't assess him as a potential swinging partner.
Would you call him, to evaluate his body, would you say he was, you know, toned, chiseled?
I truly, Vinny, the robe masked Eddie.
Been a dad for too long.
Yeah.
Like, what are you?
Yeah.
I'm hitting that phase. My kid pulls up my shirt. I'm like, Why you? There's my.
You should get some tattoos on that belly of yours. And you know what I mean? Like, hey.
That guy now pulling my shirt down. What are you, nuts?
Did he hug you on the road?
Yeah.
No, so, I didn't come anywhere near him.
You didn't?
No.
No abs?
I don't know, Vinny.
I'm just trying to find.
Did he say, like, I think the kids are playing in my bedroom? Why don't we go in there and see if we can find them?
No, he didn't. The kids were outside.
You think he played a lot of soccer? Like solid legs, good calves.
Yes, sure. Great, right. Great calves.
When was the last time
enticing.
You saw him? When was the last time you saw him?
It's been years. They moved away a long time
ago. Oh,
thank God.
Boy. There's a 52-year-old woman. How old are you?
52.
Ah! In England, she's a swinger.
Oh.
She's a yes girl.
Yeah. I'm a no girl. Hard no. A hard no.
Uh-huh.
I think once you start swinging, that's the beginning of the end for whatever you got going on with your person.
What are you talking about?
That's just what I think.
Really?
You hear stories about swingers all the time, and they never end well.
Well, this one's not ending well,
all right, let's hear how this
but
one
it's
goes.
Got nothing to do with the swinging.
Oh, that's
I mean,
too
well, kind of it does.
All right, let's hear it.
Anyway, this 52-year-old woman in England, she's a swinger.
Oh, don't wink at me. I'm not going to swing with you and your wife.
What?
I get where you're going. I'm picking up what you're putting down, buddy. I think about it, but we live too far
you're
away.
You're definitely not picking up what I'm putting down.
Yes, I am.
I just think there's a lot going on over there in Mill Valley. I've heard it's wet down there.
I wouldn't know. I walk into my house, and I never come out the front again until it's time to leave for work.
This past weekend, she and her husband went to something called the Swingfields Festival.
What's Swingfields?
They call it Europe's biggest sex festival.
Oh, God. Well...
They say the woman brought her A game and participated in a bunch of different events.
Oh. I did not just say that. Or that.
See, Mill Valley's going off.
Yeah, it was flooded. I was talking about the river.
Anyway, she was a participant in jelly wrestling,
nude
tug of war, and every orgy.
Oh. She was like, yay!
She didn't miss one orgy. But then she had a heart attack.
Oh, no. Ah. Oh, boy. 52, huh?
One witness said she was overdoing it.
Oh.
She stayed too busy.
She was just going too hard, huh?
You got to take a break.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like
you
the
can't
water...
go from the tug of war to go through two orgies to get to the next jelly event.
The good news is she survived and she's recovering.
Oh, thank God. She'll swing again.
Unfortunately, she was the person at the swing. Look.
Wait, where's her husband in this whole story?
Nobody plans to be the person who has a
heart attack.
Well, or whatever episode, whatever kind of life drama you're having that causes you to be on the ground with paramedics around you while you're naked and God knows what else is
things
all over you
out from places.
What right. state you're in.
Oh boy.
But she's that person, so you know, everyone at the festival's like, oh, great.
There's a sticky lady on the ground.
Now there's sirens. Now there's paramedics. Everybody pause the fun.
Yeah.
That's a party foul.
Yeah, wow. It is a party foul, right?
It's ruining everyone's
she
day.
She didn't plan it, but God.
Way to
are you
ruin
really
the vibe.
Laying on the ground here in the middle of our orgy?
For a reason other than the orgy?
Right. Anyway.
Thank God they noticed her. They didn't just think she was in the throes of passion alone. That's my impression of someone having a heart attack.
While
they're doing it.
I like short people, but...
Short people got
Jesus.
Nobody. That's good. Who got nobody. Short people got nobody.
What movie is that from?
No movie. I think it's just a song.
It's just a song. I didn't know that you two would break right into it.
That's quite a pull.
What I was trying to say...
You love short people.
I don't have anything against them.
Me
but apparently they feel like they're short people have been persecuted.
Oh, the poor things.
A video went viral yesterday from a bagel shop in Long Island. A woman smiled at a guy in the store, and he lost it.
Oh, is he a short guy?
Yes, he's
How
a short guy.
Are we
randomly
talking?
Set him off. He starts ranting about how women on dating sites refuse to go out with him because he's short.
Oh, in the bagel story, he starts yelling this?
On the video, he yells, quote, "Why is it okay for women to say, 'Oh, you're 5 feet' on dating sites, you should be dead? That's okay? Everywhere I go, I get the same bleeping smirk."
Oh, he's only 5 feet tall.
I guess.
That's
I don't
tough.
Know.
That's a tough height for a
so
dude.
So apparently the woman had looked down on him and given him a smile.
Like,
which
oh, you cute little man.
He took as another slight against him.
Wow, he's angry.
How dare you?
Short people are pretty angry.
Broke into a fight.
Oh, he fought with
well,
her? With punch her right in the
no,
knee?
A no, guy, a man. Then oh. some guys. So
all big tall guys?
Some taller guys in the store said, "Hey, calm down there,
little guy."
And
short
he's
stuff.
Like, "Oh, down here, huh?" I don't know. Calm he takes everything. There. He takes every damn thing as a thing against his height.
Well, it's that sucks.
Jesus,
that's horrible.
And then this song comes on everywhere he goes too. Anyway, they told him to calm down and. He got in there fit. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You hit the button.
I did. Nice, that one time.
Managed he to... got in their face and said, "Shut your mouth. You're not my, you're not God or my dad.
I'm going to stand on this table and shut your mouth for you.
Or the boss of me." Mm.
Poor thing.
He actually like, not
oh,
even...
you're looking at the video.
Yeah, he stomach checks the tall guy.
Oh, funny.
He starts challenging the taller guys to a fight. One of them said, "All right," and tackles them to the ground.
Yep.
Cops came, no charges were filed, but this guy gave Randy Newman's song airplay again as short peep. Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can be at a sex festival. Huh? You can be swinging and text.
Oh, sure. Yep.
But do not
no.
text and drive.
It's the one thing we ask.
707 says, "You guys are killing me. Canelo has a contract with DAZN for 5 fights. That's what it was. I knew it was something. It wasn't the thing you said, the WBF or whatever. That's like one of the, they do put on the events, but they're not the, they don't pay them. They're not the, so his contract for DAZN.
How do you pronounce that?
DAZN.
DAZN.
So is that like a management company or something? Yeah,
it's like subscription. Well, I went to the channel. It's a subscription and sports streaming channel. Right. But it's spell again, Vinny?
DAZN, and I believe it's DAZN.
Okay.
It's known as DAZN.
That's where he gets all his money. Dang.
What happened to Sarah?
What'd I do? What happened to me?
Oh, you're charged with your insurance.
Oh, I know. Ugh. That's what happened. We just charged you for another year that you didn't sign up for. At 10 times the rate you paid last. Oh my God. I haven't forgotten about it for 1 minute. Oh, I gotta deal with that all day today.
707 says,
"I got money stolen from me."
Of course, Vinny doesn't remember the color of her eyes. He was too busy looking at her boobs. That is not true.
Oh. Well, she was wearing a little tank top.
That's not the thing.
Did she send the actual picture?
Let me show you.
There was a pic. Mary sent the picture, I think.
Mary,
the thing
the mom.
I was trying to sound is sort of like, kind of aloof, like I wasn't
Victoria,
picking up every
right?
I don't know. I don't
Victoria
remember the name.
Name.
Oh, she's cute
she
as a button.
She is cute. This is, if you're just joining us at the grocery store, Victoria said hi, and she just has these big eyes, and I was like kind of in the middle of my own thing, and then went, whoa.
Oh, look at you with an arm slung around her. Boy, well, you got her tucked right into your arm.
You know where we are? We're right in front of the butcher. I'm ordering some ground turkey breast for salads. Mm. See, this is why
very
I didn't
cute.
Say stuff.
Very cute. Yeah, he's right. He's right. I didn't want to say that, Bryn, but that's exactly what he's doing. He's got the finger tickle going.
The finger tickle?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Her little tank top with her big brown eyes.
What's the finger tickle?
I think you know. Maybe you should tell us.
Oh, man.
You think I know all your little moves?
I
God.
Don't. Hey, it
everybody.
Sounds like you do.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Metallica.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.